The Eagles defense has really been a good pass rush defense for the large part of this season. And as the season has progressed, I've noticed that what they do with their fronts, there's two major pass rush fronts out of their sub-packages. One is really a four-man front with what we call 2-3 techniques and two wide nines. Now, they go with the defensive ends. They bring Graham inside, and he is one of the three techniques along with Cox. So they basically have three defensive ends on the field. Now, when the Eagles line up like this with Cox at 1-3 technique, and Graham at the other, the offensive line, if they're only going to block with five, they have to decide which way they're going to slide their protection. On this play, they slide it to Graham's side, and Cox gets the one-on-one on the guard, and he wins because that's a matchup the Eagles will take all day long. Now, some teams will not automatically slide to Graham. They'll slide to Cox. Again, you see this 2-3 technique, two wide nine front. As I said, that's one of their foundation sub-package fronts. On this play, the offensive line slides to Cox. So Graham gets the one-on-one on the guard. He beats the guard. So when you have two really strong inside pass rushers, you're in really good shape because you always feel that either Graham or Cox can beat guards one-on-one. Now, the second front we've seen a lot of as the year has progressed is what we call a five-across diamond front. Now, it still has 2-3 techniques and two wide nines, but the addition here to make it five across is they'll line up normally with Fletcher Cox head up on the center. He's the zero technique. So what are they trying to do here? They're trying to create a situation where all five offensive linemen have to set one-on-one to the player in front of them. So you're trying to dictate one-on-one matchups. The Eagles love this for Fletcher Cox. You get him matched one-on-one on any offensive center in the league, and they feel really good about that matchup. As you see here, he beats the offensive center for the Rams and gets pressure on Jared Goff, forcing the incompletion. So this is where the Eagles stand with their defensive fronts out of their sub-packages. You see the four across front, and then you see the five across front to create one-on-one favorable matchups. That's what the Eagles have done really well this season.
All right, we've seen Jim Schwartz's scheme and how to get after the quarterback. Chris Long had four quarterback hits against the Raiders. He's playing really well. But what are teams doing to counteract Jim Schwartz's schemes and then ways to protect their quarterback?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. All defensive coordinators want to attack your protection, right? They want to figure out where you're going to zone block versus where you're going to man block. And then we're going to try to get a matchup that's in our advantage. We can use it sometimes with the four-man front that you see here. Or at times, Jim Schwartz will walk up the extra linebacker to give a five-man pressure illusion to try to make the offensive line declare what they want to pass protect. So if you watch this play here, the Eagles give them a four-man look. You're going to see the Raiders have decided this side is where we're going to go with the zone blocking. They're looking over here. So once the center decides he wants to come here, you're going to get man protection on this side with a little chip here by the running back. But it's really these two guys versus Chris Long and Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham doing a great job of selling up the field. Chris sells it. If he's going to go up the field, you got the man-to-man look that you want. Chris does a great job of coming off of this penetration from Brandon Graham. The tackle was too slow to redirect. The guard doesn't see it, and Chris is going to be able to get a big hit on Derek Carr there. And that's sort of what Jim Schwartz has been good at doing. Listen, when you're in offense, what you're going to try to do is neutralize the Eagles' pass rush. So either you got to get the ball out of your hands quick, or you got to leave extra guys in there to help with the pass rush. Jim is going to counter that by trying to give you either a five-man pressure look or somewhat of the wide nine look to make you declare zone versus man. And then the defensive linemen read off of that. And as we saw with Chris and Brandon there, they're able to run a two-man game on that side versus man protection.